Welcome to 3GT, the podcast for three guys, a pastor, a professor, and a parishioner discuss theology from a practical standpoint, all from a Reformed perspective. Find out more at 3GT.xyz.
Welcome back to another episode of 3GT, where three guys get together and theologize and talk about the issues of the day. I am joined by my regular co-host, Kyle Borg and Barry York. This is Scott Hunt from sunny Indiana today. You know, one of the fun things that we do on this podcast, other than hear Kyle make fun of his other co-hosts, is...
Which is the only reason anybody ever tunes in.
That could be... It probably is. But one of the things I've enjoyed is interviewing people and listening to other people and what they do. We've had several authors come on, talk about their books. We've had professors on. We've had people on from the seminary. Do you guys find that fun and exciting, getting to talk to them and find out what kind of makes them tick in their arena?
Not really, Scott.
Thank you, Kyle.
Yeah. No, I do.
I mean, you know, it's more exciting than the banal stuff that you talk about, Kyle.
So true. So true. No, I love having interviews. I love bringing people in from different areas, different ways of thinking, different expertise. I think is very helpful. I enjoy being able to give that to our audience.
Yeah. Well, today we're going to do the same thing today, except we're not going to invite somebody else new to the program to talk about their other endeavors. And I know we've talked to Barry about a book he has written, Marks of the Church, or Hitting the Marks, I believe is the official title. Mm-hmm. But today we're going to be talking about a podcast, a new podcast called The Daily, Daily Scoop News. Is that right? Is it The Daily Scoop News or Daily Scoop News?
The Daily Scoop News.
Okay. The Daily Scoop News, which can be found at dailyscoopnews.com, which features none other than Kyle Borg as
what?
I think the sole podcaster on this. And we just...
Mr. Podcaster. Audience,
we just found out about this probably 10 minutes ago, and we thought it was too good to pass up talking to Kyle about this podcast. And Kyle, why don't you really briefly just explain what you are trying to do on this new podcast of yours?
Briefly, I'm just trying to podcast, Scott. How am I for an interviewer? Was that a full enough answer? So the Daily Scoop is a podcast, briefly described, that my wife and I came up with. I will admit that it was Rachel's original thought. And the goal, just very simply, is to provide Monday through Friday an overview of headlines from around the world that are digestible by kids and try at times to bring those headlines with a Christian perspective. So, you know, the title of the podcast, The Daily Scoop, News for Kids, and the tagline is connecting kids to current events with a Christian perspective.
A lot of questions come to mind, Kyle. I'll be honest with
you. Oh boy, this is going to be good.
But the first one I have is, what is the age range that you are trying to reach? You know, what's the demographic that you're looking at?
Do I feel like I'm being cross-examined? This is kind of nerve-wracking. So,
Scott is in his lawyer's office today.
He is not
in his home studio.
You can see.
Look at those degrees and license behind him. It's intimidating. Yeah. So, Scott, that's a good question, and I appreciate it. The age range that we're aiming for, part of it is that we're kind of piggybacking it a little bit with some homeschool curriculum, and so as we've kind of envisioned this, the age range would be probably between 7 and 12 years old is the audience that we're trying to appeal to specifically, but have found even in our first week of launching this, there are actually a number of adults that have responded by saying that they really enjoy it as well. So Scott, tune in. You might gain some perspective.
It might be up to, or at a level I understand. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah. That's the goal. That's the goal.
So Kyle, what drove you to do this? Why are you, taking on this endeavor?
I mean, I understand. Happy life. I mean, it all comes down to just serving my wife.
But what's wrong with, from your perspective, what's wrong with just having kids, watch the evening news or read
everything? So that's a fair question. So all joking aside, just to be a better interviewee here, Scott, for your sake, Rachel began thinking about this actually just on September 11th, which would be a couple of weeks ago from the time of the recording of this episode. And what made her begin to think about it is that, as a homeschool mother, Rachel is a part of a lot of Facebook groups oriented in that direction. And she began to see over multiple of these Facebook groups on the morning of September 11th, mothers kind of asking for advice. How do we explain to our children the events of September 11th, 2001? How do we instruct them? How do we teach them? How do we remember this date? How do we explain to them all that happened and what resulted from the terrorist attacks that the United States had? And Rachel realized as these mothers were discussing, my wife is a lurker. I don't actually think she ever comments on these things. But as she was lurking, it became apparent to her as mothers were interacting that there isn't a lot of really good resources out there that actually connect kids to the news. And so she began talking to me about that. And within our household, I'm by far the news junkie. I love reading the news. It's what I do first thing in the morning. It's what I do in the evening just to keep up to date with what's going on in the world, what's going on in the United States, locally, statewide as well. And Rachel does not have the time or as much appreciation for that. And as we began talking about it, so much of what passes for the news today, well, we all know it's just a toxic environment. Even things that are splashed across the screen in the nightly news, they're trying to sell something. There's a lot of opinion pieces. We really give a lot of leeway to even what we call the news today as personal opinion pieces and extensive commentary on what the news thinks should be happening or should not be happening. And to be perfectly honest, and this is something that I've come to appreciate as I'm scanning sites and sources for news that I think is appropriate for kids, a lot of the headlines are just inappropriate. Like, whether it's gossipy or whether it's just rude and crude in nature, or, it's not suitable for an audience of children. And so we thought, what if we were to launch this podcast where all I really do is look for headlines that kids might enjoy, give them a little bit of perspective. Unlike my wife, I think it's very important as Christians to know what's going on in the world around us. I'm not going to make a full throttled biblical argument for that, but we should as Christians be seeking to understand the times. We should be knowing what's going on in our government. We should be knowing what's going on in our society. And that's kind of how the idea was formed. And then we thought, if we were also able to present something that when appropriate interacts with some of these headlines with a Christian perspective, then it helps kids connect to current events, but not to do so in a way that is disconnected from what the scriptures tell us how we should be viewing the world. And so that really was the motivation. Rachel immediately reached out to some homeschooling moms and said, hey, do you guys know of any resource that's like this? Because I'm a big believer that if there's really good quality content out there, whether it's a podcast, whether it's publishing, just go point people in that direction. We don't need a multiplication of these things. But one of the things that we discovered is just a lot of moms saying, yeah, we don't know of anything like that that's available. We did find out World Magazine a little while ago launched something, but they charge $10 a month. And so the Daily Scoop is all free. We accept donations, but it's all free content. And so that's not as brief as you were probably looking for, but that's how the idea of the Daily Scoop came about.
Okay. So what you're really telling us is you're kind of Al Mohler for children.
Yeah, but I'm not a Baptist. I'm not much of a cultural critic. I think confessionally, but Al and I were so much alike. So, yeah.
Well, you did, as you were describing what you're thinking about, I know World does produce written publications, news pieces for children. And through the years, our kids, we would order some of those. And they always enjoyed that. Just little short, brief things on news. And that was in written form. I think this idea of doing it in podcast form sounds very interesting.
Yeah, I think, you know, when you look at some of the trends of culture, I mean, 3GT is way ahead of its time. Podcasting is really, I mean, you know, it's so affordable. It's so free. It's fairly easy to build a following and committed listeners. And it, at the end of the day, it doesn't take that much work to be able to produce something. People that listen to podcasts are kind of content driven. It doesn't need to be this professional quality, as listeners of 3GT realize. You don't even need well-informed opinions. I mean, look at Scott. But we did think, you know, the podcast. So even in this first week, we've just heard a number of people saying, hey, we tune in while eating our morning breakfast. Like, this is perfect. Or a mother reached out to me yesterday and said, you know, the podcast is only 8 to 10 minutes long. And she said, this is perfect for the car ride to school. The kids love listening, and we can just pop it in. And by the time they get to school, we finished the episode. And so I think the podcasting is, that's kind of the trendy thing right now. So I'm jumping on the bandwagon.
Well, there's also different types of podcasts in terms of length. And, you know, I listen to a couple of short ones, Steve Nichols, Church History in 5 minutes, or Mike Rowe has short stories that are about 5 minutes long, The Way I Heard It. There are some nice little podcasts out there that build a following, and the brevity of them actually is very attractive to fit them into things like a ride to school. So that's neat.
So Kyle, I guess, what time do you put these up? You know, people ride to school in the morning and listen to them. What time do you try to get this podcast up and broadcast?
I think everyone this week has been posted by 8:30 Central Standard Time. So I do try to, you know, we've talked about whether or not I want to pre-prepare these the day before, but sometimes you wake up to breaking news, big things happened. And so it, you know, like I said, my morning routine is already to read the news. And so as I'm reading the news, I'm just looking and thinking, you know, is this a good headline for kids? How would I explain this to kids? How would I break apart? You know, what does all this mean? And so, and then I just record it. It only takes, I mean, there are 8-9 minute episodes. It only takes 8 or 9 minutes to record it. And then I'm able to get it up right away.
Well, and I'm going through, I'm on the webpage now, even as we're recording, and I'm looking at this and looking at some of the topics, some of which I would find rather interesting. Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Supreme Court opening. I mean, to me, that would be fascinating. And it's hard to explain to kids why that would be important. I'm a bit perplexed by the Mid-Atlantic zombie storm, but you know, I'm sure that would be fun. Do you do anything fun for the kids as well? I mean, it's not just news, because I'm looking, there's a few more things than just the standard news articles of the day, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So there are news articles. And like you said, Scott, some of it, and it's stretching me, how do you explain some of this news to your kids? You know, how do you get them to understand that the death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg is a monumental event in American history, especially happening where it is happening. And how do you explain that without all the toxicity that, that is coming with the political polarization of these issues? But we also, just to try to keep kids interested, I do a number of different things. So for instance, I am doing birthday shout outs. And so kids can email me and let me know when their birthday is, and I'll try to give them a shout out on their
just
birthday.
Really quick, can co-hosts from other podcasts do the same thing? Like if I want to send a birthday shout out to my wife here in a few days, I can do that.
Yeah, I'm going to charge you $50. Nothing's free in life, Scott. You should know this.
I do know that.
No, I would love to do it. So we'll see if I just launched that part today, telling kids, hey, email me and I'll give you kids enjoy that kind of thing. On Wednesdays, I do Wacky Fact Wednesday, and just pull up some wacky facts that, you know, kids would be interested in. And so we do that Thursdays at the end of the episode, just for a minute or two. I try to shine a spotlight on the persecuted church in different regions. So encouraging kids, you know, here's what our brothers and sisters in Christ. So today was North Korea, and just what's it like? And very briefly, but just what's it like being a Christian in North Korea? How can we be praying for those people? And then Fridays, I'm shining a spotlight on kind of kids who have made a difference in the world. So for our opening one last week, it was actually a young man, a young boy that invented the Braille system. And so I'm just digging real quick on who are some kids who have done some amazing things, and kids enjoy hearing that too.
And when are you going to feature Greta on that? Sorry, I digress.
You know, I laughed and I thought of you because I Googled amazing kids and she tops every contemporary list. And I was like, I'm not going to feature Greta. She's not done anything amazing in my book. So,
well, Kyle, I hate to put you on the spot, but do you think it would be okay if we just gave a little bit of a listen to your podcast here and then critique you severely afterward?
I'm fine with everything, but the critiquing severely.
We're going to do this.
All right, go ahead.
So let's listen to
Barry.
What do you think? He's got one here called God Parenting Zoo Animals. That's intriguing. You want to listen to that?
Yeah, let's listen to that portion of it.
All right, listen along with us and then we'll come back.
Thanks for tuning in to the Daily Scoop. News for kids, helping you understand current events with a Christian perspective. Here's your host, Kyle.
Hello, my friends, on this Wednesday, September 23rd, 2020 morning. This is your edition of today's Daily Scoop. In a great big world, our goal is to keep kids connected with current events. Some news that matters and some that probably doesn't matter quite as much, but it sure is fun to hear about. Well, this morning's Daily Scoop begins with this headline. Finally, I'm wondering how many of you might be interested in being a godparent to a zoo animal. The Buin Zoo in Santiago, Chile is offering a godparent sponsorship program for their animals. Due to COVID-19 restrictions, the zoo has had a lot of trouble making the money that is needed in order to take care of and especially feed their friends. They have started a new program where godparents can pay a little bit of money to receive photos, certificates, files, and even stuffed toys of the animals. So if you want to be a godparent to Oliver the rhinoceros, King Julian the lemur, Chilly Willy the penguin, have your parents look them up online. And if you do happen to do it, why don't you drop me an email to tell me all about it? My email address is yourdailyscoopnews@gmail.com.
Well, I could say a lot about that, but the first thing I will say, who is the I assume that was one of your children doing the introduction. Is that right, Kyle?
Yeah. So each of my kids, when I was preparing this and just thinking through I was trying to think of, well, I got the bumper music and then I thought, how am I going to introduce this? And I said, oh, you know what? I ought to have my kids. So each day of the week, my four oldest, I cycle through my four oldest. And then my littlest one is the outgoing bumper. And because she could not actually give the full intro, she wasn't able to read. And so I just, I cycled through my four oldest kids as the intro.
So the only thing I would know is, which child of yours did this particular day, September
23rd? Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. So that's my oldest. That's Evelyn.
Evelyn. What shames me is Evelyn did better on her introduction than I ever have to this podcast. So, I mean.
It's true. It's true. I wasn't going to bring it up, but it's
true. I know
true.
You weren't. I know you weren't. How did you find this story on godparenting zoo animals?
So I check a number of news sources. And like I said, I've even found that the news sources I look at, you kind of read some of the headlines and you're like, huh, I can't share that with kids. Like, that's just totally inappropriate. So Rachel and I have been laughing all week at just how many news articles are not kid friendly. But I found that one. I think I just Googled news kids would love. And that was one of the ones that popped up. And I thought, you know, that's a fun idea. Kids love animals. The idea of being a godparent, you know, bring some smiles during the COVID season, things like that.
So. Yeah. And Barry, are you going to, I know that you have an affinity for animals, barnyard animals for sure. I wasn't sure if you were going to adopt an animal. You don't have to answer that question.
I've already got enough godparenting I'm doing right now to...
And let's admit, goats, so. Barry's not a godparent to those goats. Those are like children to him.
Yeah. Yeah, of course, we're recording this when we've lost our little dog, Oscar. So, you know, that one really pulled on the old heartstrings.
Yeah.
That is.
I was just right before this, I was out tromping through woods calling for our dog. So we'll see if we find him. But I appreciate it, Kyle. It sounds real cute and something I could really see kids enjoying. And you do have the flair, the knack for, just sound real natural.
The maturity level. Is that the maturity?
That was the in between the lines.
Yeah.
You have the maturity level of a 7 to 12 year old.
But I would think that there are going to be plenty of moms out there who are just going to eat this up too, because let's be honest. My wife works a lot harder than I do during the day. And you know, it's not easy for her. She complains sometimes that I don't ever get to watch the news and I like to know what's going on. I could see moms just really enjoying this as well. And not that that's your target audience, but probably a byproduct of this for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's kind of funny to me. So we also, one of our best friends is kind of a social media expert. She actually owns her own business where she helps people build social media platforms and things like that. And she loved this idea. She's a homeschool mom as well. And she said, you know what? After you get the website and the account set up, just give me control. So she's been promoting this on social media for us in wonderful ways. And I just laugh to myself because, for instance, when you go to our Facebook page, I would say 98% of our likes are from moms and from women. But we've heard from moms who like this. I've even heard from some grandmothers who are like, I just love, you know, here's things that I can talk about with my kids or my grandkids, things like that. And so even though it's specifically for 7 to 12, we are finding that there are a number of people in the audience that don't meet that demographic. And of course, I know Scott and Barry are now going to be my top fans.
Well, I was getting ready to leave a comment on this episode, but I'll wait until
Thank later. You. I'm going to moderate it.
Yeah, I really like the picture of you in the fedora and everything. You just look like a newspaper reporter.
Were you going for the Matt Drudge look? Is that what it was? I don't see that picture, but I just...
It's not there. Kyle going though. I got him going.
I'm sitting here going. I'm start scrolling through my pages on my website, going, what on earth is he talking about? I built the website. Where is it?
So Kyle, we're about at the end of our time, and we need to wrap this up. But where can 3GT listeners go to hear this podcast? Can you give us the website and those kind of
things? Yeah, so our website is dailyscoopnews.com. And there you can listen to the episodes. We upload them to that website every single day. We are also available on iTunes. And so we would love for you to be able to subscribe. If you like it, leave a rating for us. We would appreciate that as well. We are on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And so you can check us out on our social media accounts as well.
And just for those who only have Instagram, what's your Instagram page called?
That's a great question. You can just search Daily Scoop News. Okay. And I forget the exact handle on that. Again, I have my social media department handles that, Scott.
Okay. Well, you are rather important. I know you're kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
Well, as we come to a close, Barry, any closing thoughts for Kyle after you listen to that portion of the episode? Any criticisms, critiques?
Nice.
I'm going to be nice to him. I think it's a great idea, and I can imagine this being enjoyed by a lot of families and children. So I think he just needs to give us the picture we just asked for.
Yeah,
we need Kyle in a fedora.
Kyle in a fedora. And Kyle, I agree that your wife came up with a brilliant idea.
She did. And behind every brilliant woman is a man. No,
just kidding. With very thin skin.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, we want to thank you for joining us here on 3GT, even though we're talking about another podcast by one of our own. We do enjoy you listening and connecting with us. So we would invite you to contact us here at 3GT by emailing us at 3gt.xyz@gmail.com. I got ahead of myself. You can go to our website, 3gt.xyz.com. Is that right? I can't remember.
There's no .com, buddy.
No .com, 3gt.xyz. It's been a long day. I'm still in my office.
You're still in the office.
But we are glad that you were able to join us. We hope you've enjoyed this, and we trust that you'll enjoy the Daily Scoop as well. So we would encourage you to go there and check that out as well. So until next time, thank you for joining us on 3GT.
And thanks for tuning into the Daily Scoop.